updated on the podcast with Pete.
Yep.
And so I felt connected to them, and I wanted one permanently. So I got a mushroom tattoo on my body with the word Slitzvites, which is gnome for hello, goodbye, you know. That was my thing, man.
All right, I'm not even finna jump into the whole gnome discussion because I wouldn't be doing Pete a service. Please listen to You Made It Weird with Pete Holmes with Jay Larson so they could jump into the whole gnome thing because I got several questions about that.
That's the best thing, too, with Pete. You just start bringing up the weirdest thing. He just acts like you just said that you like pizza. You know what I mean? It's just like basic for him. He's like, oh, yeah, of course, you know.
Like with the mushroom tattoo and experimenting with mushrooms, like, after what you said there, I would stay so fucking far away from a mushroom.
Why?
Well, you got the cashew. That's what was it.
Yeah, no, I'll probably never do mushrooms again. You know, that was a phase.
Yeah, after that, yeah. I wouldn't do it.
Well, I just, you know, it's just, I'm too old now, you know? Losing control like that.
I get that. Mm-hmm. So, did anybody ever, I'm a drinker.
No,
I pick my choice.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I'll be real with it. I was asked by my friends never to do weed again.
Really?
I was asked. I had an intervention with my friends on weed, not because I'm addicted to weed. Mm-hmm. It's because I ruined their high.
Yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah, I'm him.
Yeah.
And they had the little talk with me. They said, look, here it is.
At least they were straight with you, you know?
Yeah. But they were like, look, you get in there, you talk too much, you want to talk about everything, and you want to talk about stars and shit, and I'm that guy.
Yeah.
I want to talk about stars and constellations, and like, we're not alone on this planet, and I don't know it, but I am murdering their highs.
Yeah.
And they were like, look, here it is, booze has always been your friend.
Yeah,
stay there.
That's awesome.
when we smoke, we will have a bottle for you.
Yeah, that's
and
cool.
That was it, and that was the deal we made, and that was about 6-7 years ago.
Oh, right on, man.
It was, I'm getting close to the anniversary. It's the anniversary of this is the day before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So that's why I love that holiday
I know that day because that's when everybody gets back together, when everybody's home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when everybody got together, it was that Saturday, I believe, after Thanksgiving. It was like, yeah, man, we're not going to ruin the holiday, but we really need to talk to Sam.
Yeah.
Sam will not shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Listen, man, I just want to talk about Ursa Major.
Okay. Yeah, that's
no,
who
I'm
I am. That's who I am,
you,
man.
Like,
that's what
Ursa Minor.
Like, I get into it, I was like, dude, man, they were real people. And, like, I wish I had it on me. They have a recording of me in Pot Talk, really getting into the constellations and getting into the Big Dipper. I was like, look, man, check this shit out. If it's a Big Dipper and a Little Dipper, you don't think there's a Middle Dipper. Like, someone's not exactly thirsty. But, like, if you connect the shit, and you can it's audible. You can hear everyone like, what the fuck?
The sigh in the room.
And it's faint, but you can hear my girlfriend at the time, hey, get him out of here. My own girlfriend was like, yeah, get him out of here.
Yeah. It's awesome. Well, you took him for the team, man. I like it.
So now, like, even to this day, they roll blunts or whatever, and I just look at them like, man, fuck y'all. There's a huge,
Perfect. No. Whatever works.
I envy them in a way because smokers do, like, mannerisms I wish I can do. Like, if they get pissed off about something, they get to square. I know it's totally a visual on a podcast, and they just hold it, and everyone knows exactly what they're feeling.
Yeah.
If I get booze, everything I do is written off. Oh, he's just a drunk. This is what
They
get to do little cool shit. They smoke. They blow it in the air. I'm like,
well, that's why I used to love smoking cigarettes, because you can just take timeouts from life. You know, people who smoking cigarettes, they just take a timeout, step outside, relax, boom. I'm always like, God damn, I want a timeout.
I can't have a timeout in the middle of a day with Jack Daniels.
No, man.
Everyone immediately, oh, that guy has a problem.
Well, let alone the problem, you just can't get back into your routine. You do a shot of Jack in the day, you're like, all right, let's just do another.
Yeah, then shit get real weird. Keeping up with the show. Just fuck it. Just make it weird. Just like, you know what? I wasn't exactly cool with that 5 minutes ago, but let's do it.
Perfect.
My life would be a hell of a lot more interesting if I took, like, I don't know, 4 Jack shot breaks throughout the day.
It would be something. I don't know if interesting would be the word.
I wouldn't. Yeah, you know, fuck it. I didn't think I could drive 2 hours straight to Grand Rapids, but you know what? Fuck it. Let's hit a shot of Jack. Let's just get right behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah, right.
Another thing. All right. Another thing I want to hit. You have never been in a fight.
Mm-mm.
You have never
I've never been in a one-on-one fight.